Yeah.
Okay, so we left off with the Ramban. So, do you have the Ramban?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ramban, so maybe you can just read the second answer, right? We're up to the second answer. Again, the question is, how is it that you're allowed to free a slave for a minion? Right? How could you do that? Doesn't it so I say that the Raisa of not freeing a slave of all the Mem Tavotu? And a minion is like a Darabon. What gives you a right to say, whoever heard of a Darabon and pushing aside a Darabon? Right? That's the question. So his first answer was, as we did yesterday, is that the Isser of freeing a slave is an Isser of Chinam, of doing a favor. Right? Of doing a favor. It's a type of a favor. And therefore, if you do it and for yourself, it's a self-serving thing. That's not the problem. That's not a favor, so it's altogether not the Isser. So you say, how is it Delta? It's not Delta. Really, the Deraiso takes precedence, but this simply is not the Isser. Nothing to do with the when the Gemara says, mitzvah shiny, it's permitted because of mitzvah, so I'm going to have to learn that Tafka doesn't necessarily mean mitzvah. It means any purpose that you had, which was other than doing him a favor, would be permitted. Right? That's the way the Ramban is going to learn. Okay, that was the first answer from yesterday. Okay. The second answer the Ramban says, again, the second answer is, scratch the first answer. Really, the issue of freeing a slave is an absolute halacha. You simply can't free a slave, period. So then I said, how is it that you could free a slave for the mitzvah of minyan? It's only a darabonon. How could you say that a darabonon is going to push aside a deraisa? And how is that possible? So the Ramban says, now this mitzvah is different. This mitzvah of darabonon is different because if God, there's a chazal that says that if God comes to a shul and he finds that there isn't 10 people there, so then he gets angry. And since that's the case, minyan isn't just minyan, but it involves God getting angry. And since that's the case, it's this will be docha, the Isser Aseh of Olam HaTavodah. Right? Okay, does reading, is reading again halfway basically said what he says?
Basically, it...
Okay. But I don't think there's much of the lush on there. I mean, he's just saying that's what he's saying. So the question is what kind of idea is that? I mean, first of all, that sounds like an agarta. And since when is that a factor in Dechia? Sounds like a stretch. How long is it? It's a Darabon pushing us up to the Oresa. Right? So how do you get around that? So you say, oh, God gets angry. Yeah, like I think Joe asked yesterday. Yeah, doesn't God get angry when you violate the Asay of all Mantav Vodu, freeing a slave? Well, I mean, if you start, you start working out, the halachic shilas by God getting angry, it's, you're kind of going away from halacha and just kind of going by what's, philosophically worse or something. It's just a strange type of an answer. Right?
Right.
I don't think I have to convince you guys that that's strange, right? Okay, so, does anyone have an answer? Or maybe I should ask this. So what should we do here? What should be our approach, our game plan towards solving this mystery? Any recommendations?
Try to figure out a sense for this, how you can have the seemingly agadic reason fits into like a halachic tichiyah.
Figure out how that could be, how that could happen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. That's what we want to do. But I think there might be a first step that we should do before we do that even. I mean, that's the end game. That's where we're headed.
Right.
What would be a first step to work our way towards that?
Figure out why not having a minion is bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Figure out why not having a minion is bad, or more specifically, what does that chazal mean, right? What does that mean that if God comes to a shul and he finds that there is no minion, that you don't have 10 people, then he's toy? Right? In other words, see, he's leaning on that. So if we don't understand that, then we're not going to be able to understand how he'd answer the question. Right? I mean, that to us is just a weird statement. And some sort of agadic thing. We don't really understand what it means. but presumably he's using that to answer his question. So it might be in our best interest to define that or understand that. And then maybe we'll take a next step and say, okay, given that understanding of it, will it help us with our problem? Right?
Right.
You follow the methodology there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question
so forget about so forget about our case, right? Forget about freeing a slave. So totally ignore that for now. Let's just pretend like we have a chazal which says that if God comes to Shul and finds the people, there aren't ten people there, then he gets angry. So how do we interpret that? Okay, you know, can you just read the chazal itself? Read what he quotes.
Shekim and Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Beis Hakneses Lo Matza Sham Asara Miyad Kois.
Okay. So when God comes to a Beis Knesset and he doesn't find 10, he gets angry. So what do you notice in that? Is there any, like, clues in that? Can we analyze that statement itself? Are there any clues or anything which are interesting besides for what's going on here?
Can you explain what it means that God comes to the Beis Knesset?
Okay. Yeah, what does that mean that he comes to the Beis Knesset?
Right. It's not so simple.
It's not what?
I mean, it's not, like, so obvious what that means exactly, I guess.
Right. All right, okay.
Something with feeling, maybe, I don't know. But...
Okay, what's the idea of that? Okay, good. What else? What else is striking? Or what is it, maybe like this, what is it not saying? What is it not saying? But okay, that's a good question. Okay, what else? What is he not saying? It says when God comes to Beis Knesset and he doesn't find him and he gets angry. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, what is it saying? Or what would you think the Ramban would say? Ramban's trying to explain why it is that you, the mitzvah of davening with a minyan, pushes aside, right, freeing your slave. Anyone see what I'm getting at or not?
Doesn't say the word minyan anywhere.
Yeah, okay, good. I mean, it says Asara.
It says Asara. Yeah. Right.
Right? But, you want to re, cast that?
If God comes to a basic Knesset, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't find them, he gets angry.
Okay, anyone now? So maybe he doesn't say if you don't daven with a minyan, God gets angry. You know what I mean? It doesn't say if a person doesn't daven with a minyan, then if a guy davens in his house, then you know, then God gets angry at you. Like, that's kind of what we're discussing. We're discussing why this mitzvah of davening with a minyan is kind of pushing aside. Is pushing aside the sensor, the freeing slave. So it doesn't say, well, because if you don't daven with a minyan, God gets upset. All right? If you don't daven with a minyan, or something like that. He says, if God comes to a Beis Knesset and doesn't find the minyan, then he gets angry. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it has something to do with, like, the Beis Knesset and God coming to the Beis Knesset. Like, it almost would sound like if God, if you had to try to get a minyan at home with 8, 9 people and you didn't get 10, that's not what we're talking about. You know, you dive into that home. If everybody dive into that home or whatever, you know, or there's a minyan in the Beis Knesset, but I personally decide not to show up, that's not going to make God angry. What's going to make God angry is when the Beis Knesset, if I come to the Beis Knesset and turns out there aren't 10. So to speak, painting a picture, it's like God's coming to Shul, he's hoping to find the minyan, and there isn't, and then he gets angry. And that's the way it's portraying it. Obviously, it's not, you know, it's a mashal, but, so what's that idea? Like, he kind of could, yeah, let's hold off on it. Yeah, what's that idea? So what does Beis Knesset mean?
A house of gathering.
Okay. Gathering for what?
Tila.
Tila. Okay. So it's a house of gathering for Tila. So, fine. So what would happen if you have a house of gathering for Tila, and it turns out, well, it's not like you're going to Tila over the people, right? Correct? Like a gather. Well, I guess you could say gathering. I mean, one guy goes there, it's not exactly a house of gathering, right? So you have a house of gathering of the Tibor, of Kali Shral for Tfila. And you have, and now you have, so to speak, less, an underrepresentation. You don't quite have a very significant gathering. Right?
Right.
Small gathering. Puny. So God gets angry. So what does that mean? God gets angry. What does that mean, God gets angry? I mean, look, okay, I understand, it's 7 million, but what does that mean, God gets angry? Like, or like Joe said, what are the rules? When does God get angry? Does God get angry every other, or just like, you know, what is it pointing to, saying God gets angry?
Well, there's a...
So by that logic, if I really wanted to do it, but I just have a slave that I can't free in order to accomplish that, so look, everyone's here and we all want to do it. But the only problem is that I have prohibition preventing me. So I'm not being selfish. I'm just not freeing my slave because there's a prohibition of freeing a slave and we don't have people. So then he's like, or that gets some other question. Like, who's he getting angry at? The guys who are at home in bed? So what's their problem? The guys who are here, God's not getting angry at. They're not doing anything wrong. The guys who are at home, like is that my problem? I mean, they're at home either way. They're still doing that. They're disregarding the needs of the Tibor, and they're just doing this thing at home. So whether I personally feel my slave or not isn't going to, it shouldn't really help them. Either way, you know, like, there's only 9 guys here. You know what I mean? It's just like a selfish thing. It's saying, so then you're saying, I was getting angry at me for being selfish, so to speak. I'm not recognizing the Tibor and putting myself out. Maybe there's something more to it. Which is this designated for gathering of the Jewish people to sanctify the name of God. And we gather here. And we gather here in order to proclaim God's greatness and Shabbat and all that stuff. The Kedusha. And Tfila. To gather. It's a place of gathering where the Klal gathers for this purpose. And now what happens if there's a gathering place for that objective? And then God comes and there is no minion. So what's the result?
Gets angry.
God gets angry. Okay, good. What's the result halachically? Can you give me a halachic address for that result?
The function.
Chilul Hashem.
What?
Chilul Hashem.
Chilul Hashem. Right. Exactly. Chilul Hashem. It's like if you imagine, here's a big gathering place. We're having a gathering for a guy, a king's coming to town. Let's make a gathering. We put the tent up, we have the whole big gathering place, and no one shows up. So that's like a vizayon to the king. Right? You have a big gathering, you make a gathering, you want people to show up. It's a disgrace. You have a big gathering, you set up a gathering. This is the gathering place for Kiddush Hashem. Right? And now, if 10 people don't show up, so basically, it's a gathering place which can't be realized because there's no gathering. So that's like a boosh. It's an embarrassment. Here it is. This is a place set aside for a gathering, for Kiddush Hashem, for proclaiming God's greatness, God's oneness, all this stuff. And it's like, it's empty. It can't be realized. It's designated for this function, and here it is. Everybody, so to speak, couldn't make it. People, for whatever reason, had other things to be concerned about, that it wasn't significant enough for them to make it to shul. If there's 10 people there and then an individual doesn't make it, fine, that's he's not doing a mitzvah of minyan. That's like he should, but whatever. But here, if there's no minyan, so that's like an embarrassment. Like, what's going on here? But there's, you can't get together a tibur to daven, what's the tibur? Tibor doesn't care about God. That's what it means God gets angry. It means God gets angry. It's so to speak like it's a mashal. But like a person could get angry if he's insulted, if there's like an attack on him, he gets angry. The thing is this isn't just the individual not doing their mitzvah properly, but this is a chil Hashem. And since it's a chil Hashem, that means that angers God. That's what it means. It means that the muscle is pointing to that. It's a direct attack. It's a direct chil Hashem. Not just a, like, of course, everything in the Torah is ultimately tied back to God and God commanded all the mitzvahs. But this is like a direct action of the chil Hashem. The gathering house of God, the basic Knesset, without a minion is the chil Hashem. But if, like, for instance, you were making a minion at some personal house, he says, hey, let's do Ma'ariv at my house tonight. You know, and it's not a basic Knesset. And you only had nine. So, okay, so you only had nine. That wouldn't be it. It seems to be the point here is mentioning the basic Knesset. And when it could be when God comes to the basic Knesset, it means, like, so to speak, God comes at a certain time. Which means the basic Knesset, there's, you can't just say this is a time where there's supposed to be people here. God's coming, people are coming. This is a time which is designated. It's like there's a noticeable absence. This is the time, God's coming, people are coming, so to speak. It's designated for people to come at this time. And God comes, it means it's a time which is set aside for the Kiddush Hashem. And God's here, and it doesn't happen. It's like a mashal. It's like a king coming to the big gathering house, the big meeting for the king, to honor the entry party, you know, the welcoming party, and he's not here, and no one's there. Just trying to convey, like, a picture of the Chil Hashem. You guys with me so far?
Yep.
Was that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Is a common thing. You have a shul dinner, and you make a big shul dinner, you know, you take plans, and you rent out a hall and all that, and there's like 10 people, 20 people there. It's like a boosh. It's like, is this shul really worth anything to anybody? Like a dinner is supposed to be an event. It's inviting people to come. Anyone, now here's your chance to express the significance of the shul. What are you doing? Nothing? There's no one here? Jonah, are you satisfied or not really? I don't know the basic Knesset. See, I don't know if, like, I mean, I guess we have it. But, like, nowadays, like, there's a lot of, like, for instance, if Halacha's, like, it just kind of reminds me, that was exactly the same thing, but, like, you know how to walk by a shul and this time by the door of a shul when they're davening. Because it looks like you just don't care about the shul. Looks like you don't care about davening, you don't care about God. So, but it says, but if you are, there's different minion, there's different shul in the town, then it's not a problem because then it doesn't look that way. And you say, oh, you're going to the other shul. You know, like, so there's an idea of, like, other shuls. And there used to be a concept of a city. Nowadays we don't have it. I mean, maybe out of town you do. But there's a shul and there's a basic Knesset. And this is where everyone gathers. It's like town hall. Town hall. But our town hall isn't for political gatherings. It's for Kiddush Hashem. And for Kiddush, you know, for Kiddush Hashem and for Tefillah. That's what our Knesset is for. It's our basic Knesset. And that's the Kedusha of Beis Knesset, that it's a place which is designated for the Kiddush Hashem of Tefillah, the Tzibur. So it's like that, it's the town hall. Not just like there's 10 shuls in town, and this shul happens to not have a minion. So it's like, it could be God gets angry at who? Probably at the Tzibur. At the Tzibur, at the community. I mean, this is a community. The community, every other town sets up a Beis Knesset. It's the basis of the year. And here it is, you have the year, you have the Beis Knesset, and it's empty. So it's God gets angry at the year as a whole. Okay, you with me? Further questions?
Nope.
Okay. What?
No.
No, okay, good. So now let's go to our question, right? That's our job now. So now the question is, that as Ramban's question is, how could you say that minyan is a mitzvah to say the Rabbanon is docha a deoraisa? Right? Docha deoraisa? Of Elohim Tavodu? His answer is no, this is different because when God comes to the Beis Knesset and there's no 10 people, then he gets angry. So what's the answer?
Rabbi Feder?
Yes.
So it seems like in this case it's more of almost like a loase type of characteristic. God getting angry is like violating a negative prohibition. Not directly, but it's the same sort of flavor to it.
Okay, but it's still a drabana. Like a lotto say the rabbana, and I don't think it's dofa and I say. I mean, in theory, the Raisa should take precedence over the Rabbanan. I mean, unless the Rabbanan are saying, like, Shir al Basa, like, don't do, you know. But in theory, it's still the Rabbanan. The problem isn't so much the positive or negative. The problem is that the Raisa is the Rabbanan.
It's like a Derabbanan designed to prevent against the Chilul Hashem.
Okay.
Which is bad.
What's that?
Which is bad.
Is that?
Is bad.
That
is
what?
Like a Chilul Hashem is bad. Like
that's bad, yeah. Chilul Hashems are bad.
It registers on a derisa level, you could say, sort of.
Okay, good. Good, good. See, Chilul Hashem, I think you're right. I think Chilul Hashem is not Derabbanan. Chilul Hashem is derisa. Right? I mean, the whole Torah is an exactly Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is essentially the right of the Chilul Hashem. I mean, it's not the form is not, it's not a surah of an Iftar. But I mean, it's definitely it's the right of the Chilul Hashem. If you do an action, say, I'm going to do this action, it's going to be a Chilul Hashem. Am I allowed to do it? But obviously, no. You say, is that Mitzvah the right of the Rabbanan? It's the Rabbanan, it's the right of. It's more than, I mean, I don't have a particular one of Tayag, but I mean, you see, you give your life for Chilul Hashem, right? I mean, if they say, if people are doing this thing, like Lachas, they're telling you to do some silly action in order to show that, even if it's a minhag or something, in order to show that the Torah is, even the Rabbanan, to show the Torah is nothing, so that you give up your life for that. I want to give up your life for the Rabbanan or whatever, and so it's for Chilul Hashem. The whole Torah is Chilul Hashem. It's the ground, the foundation of the Torah is Chilul Hashem. It's in fact, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is in Yisod HaTorah. So it's the foundation of the whole Torah. The whole Torah is a system which brings about Kiddush Hashem and it prevents Chilul Hashem. So what you're saying is that, you're right, if you'll ask me, does Minyan Docha, Bolam Davodu? The answer is no. Minyan, the mitzvah of Minyan, the kiyum of davening of a Minyan, it's not going to be dochlik, like, it's not going to be dochlik on tavodo. What you'll say is the creation of a Chilul Hashem, or the avoidance of a Chilul Hashem, dochlik on tavodo? The answer is yes. That's what you're saying. This mitzvah derabanan is, the form, the particular form of the mitzvah of derabanan. But the absence of the absence of this mitzvah, In this phenomenon where you have Pat, where you have nine guys, it's not me. Me as a yachid, for instance, if I want to daven with a minion, and the only way for me to be able to daven with a minion would be for me to free my slave. I don't know. You work out some crazy case. So then you're not going to say I can free my slave in order to get a minion, nor for me to daven to be the 12th guy in the minion, just for me because I want to do the mitzvah of the seaboard. That wouldn't be. But in this instance where you're dealing with a case where there's nine people, not just so that each individual in the minion will get his kiyum of davening with a minion. It's so that the tzibur, the basic Knesset, will be actualized. And there will be a Kiddush Hashem, and it will be avoidance of Chilul Hashem. You say, is what they express to them? The adherence to the Asay of Olam Tavodu, or the prevention of the Chilul Hashem, which is all made to happen? The Ron saying is that Chilul Hashem is the Raisa, and that's Docha, the Asay of Olam Tavodu.
So, Rabbi Peter?
Yeah, so you're just correcting cock scenarios. That if I would even see trace, there would be a Chilul Hashem or something. I don't know, some sort of funny thing. See, you have to be, I don't know if there's any cases like that. Well, like, could you violate a serum in order to prevent the Chilul Hashem, you know?
I mean, you could do it for Kiddush Hashem, no? Sort of.
Violate an Isser? I mean, like what?
What? Yeah, like on Shabbat, if you save Goy and stuff.
Do what?
Like saving a goy on Shabbat?
Save a goy?
Because if you don't, it's
that's true. I mean, you mean Ava, because the goy will, but then you can say so they'll hate us, they'll kill us, they'll. Like, if you'd have a scenario where people are going to think poorly of the Jews and of God in a direct way, and it's the only way for you to prevent that is to violate Mitzvah. You have to create a case, some sort of a real case. You know, I don't know, I'm not totally sure what it's going to create. But, I mean, in theory, you could say, look, if you have a clash between Chilul Hashem and a Deraisa, so Chilul Hashem is the most primary Deraisa. funny. I remember one time I heard Rabbi say, I don't remember the context, but he came in and he said, what's the most basic mitzvah in the whole Torah? So everyone was guessing. I don't know, Avos Zara, Avos Hashem, stuff like that, you know? So his answer was, Kiddush Hashem. Because I don't think what's important, so I'm not sure he used the term basic, because he said the whole Torah is a system of Kiddush. Like, what's the Torah? What's Tariq Mitzvah? It's a system of setting up Kal Yisrael as the Hamachas Kohen and Megai Kardosh, as those who proclaim the ideas of God to the world. There's a nation of Kiddush Hashem. That's our identity. We're like Mekai Chei Shem Shemacha. Mekai Chei Shem Hashem. So that's like the foundation of the Torah is Kiddush Hashem. And all mitzvahs are, so to speak, instances of Kiddush Hashem, Rechol Hashem, via the vehicle of a mitzvah. But here you're dealing with the direct Kiddush Rechol Hashem. Not via a vehicle, it's Rechol Hashem directly. It's announcing that this God isn't important to the Jewish people. So that takes precedence over a particular halakhic structure, which is, of course, designed to bring about Kiddush Hashem as the entire system of the Torah. But here you're dealing with the Kiddush Hashem in a direct manner. How are we doing?
Good.
Okay. So that's the Ramban. Two answers. Okay, any question before you go on to the rush? Not in a rush or anything, but...
I understand we'll run through it.
Yeah. No, we'll do the Ron a different day. The Ron actually brings down the... I don't know if the Ron has his own thing. He basically brings down the Ramban dance. I forgot if he has his own input or not. But there's a lot of... I mean, there's a ton of Rishonim. I have to figure out who to do next, but... I mean, let's start with the rush for now. Today's Wednesday, right? You have to see what to do tomorrow. And maybe there's a Ritva is interesting. And a Rashba. It's amazing how many different answers there are here. It's not ordinary that you have so many different Rishonim giving totally different answers, you know? You know, you have, usually they line up. You know, the different camps, you have Machlokes Rishonim. Is it Mutter, is it Asar, and he has different, you know? It's just like an open problem, which you have, like, all the Rishonim weighing in on. You know, all different kinds of answers. It's, I don't know, somewhat unordinary. As an aside, I mean, another sugya that I happen to encounter that, is for informational purposes, is there's an issur of going on a boat a few days before Shabbos. It's in 3 days of Shabbos, I think. Gemara. But it's not clear at all why. Gemara doesn't say. And the Rishonim all have lots of different theories about what the problem is. One problem that knocks out on Ek Shabbos, a different problem is it's like a Kum problem. Another problem is that maybe you're going to end up having to be Mahal Shabbos because it's going to be a dangerous situation on the boat. Like, it's like an open-ended problem and there's not clear, any clear reason given. And just like they're showing them just lay in on all different, you know. At a certain kind of a sugya where you have that. Yeah. Alrighty. So, the rush. So I guess it would be helpful if you guys could read the rush. Did you have it?
Sparak Shvi Oschav?
Yes, I think so. It's like, it's a little bit in the Gemara. A little bit in the middle of those. It's like, says maybe it starts Maisa Bar Eliezer, that he freed his Eved or something.
Read from there?
Yeah, you can read from there. I mean, just before that, he just quotes the Gemara, right?
You're going to curse Parshat Zachor, Shimon and Torah, the Masham, the Kolim, and Irene. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so basically from this halacha, that you're allowed to free your slave in order to get a minion, is a kasha. The answer, the attack on the Bahag, who says, keep reading.
Shekasav she'im nikvar lo adam meis v'yom tov ha'achron shel chag, shehu midarabanan, da'asi avelos yom rishon, shehu daraisa, v'dachi asei derabim simchas harrego, v'yom tov ha'achron, derabanan.
So the Bahag says, if you have a case where on Yom Tov Sheni, Darbanon, but it's a Yontif. Yontif is a mitzvah of the Rabbim. Right? It's a mitzvah of the Rabbim. Kal Yisrael does Yontif. When an individual doesn't do Yontif, I mean, Kal Yisrael does Yontif. Right? So, you know, the mace is buried on Yontif Achron. I think the halacha is like the Gayim. You could have the Gayim bury your mace on the Yontif Sheni. So they bury the mace. Now the question is, do you do Avelos? So Avelos is the first day, he says, according to many, is a Deoraisa. The new Avelos is a Deoraisa. The status of an Avel is contradictory to the status of Simchas, Simchas Yontif. So what do you do? So ordinarily, when you have a clash between Avelos and Yontif, like let's say a guy's doing Shiva. So let's say the mace is buried, before Yontif. The halacha is, let's just bury it on Erev Yontif. Right, Mamish, a minute before Yontif. So now you have a Deoraisa, let's say you have morning. Or let's say you have a morning, you have a mitzvah of morning, and you have the Isser of, we have the mitzvah of Simcha. So Simcha and morning are a contradiction. The halacha is that, that the Gemara, I think, says this, that Simcha, I think it's the Gemara. Simcha is a mitzvah of the Rabbim, and Simcha is a mitzvah of the Rabbim, and Avelos is a personal thing. Right? I mean, the tzibur is under the your mourning, you're an individual mourning. It says that the mitzvah of the Rabbim is going to be docha, the Avelos of the halacha Avelos of the Yachid. Okay, but that's when it's talking about Avelos on Simchas Yontif on the Deraisa, on day one of Yontif last night. But here he's saying, let's say you bury him on Yontif Sheni, where the whole day is only the Rabbana. So the Baha'i says that logic doesn't apply anymore. Because it's true that Avelos Simchas Yontif is the Rabbim, and Avelos is the Yachid, but Simchas Yontif is the Rabbanan on the Yontif Sheni. And Avelos of the first day is the Deraisa. So he says that the Deraisa is going to knock off the Rabbanan, and then you're going to mourn. Even though it's only the Yachid. But it's the Deraisa, and it's going to push off the Rabbanan. That's what the Baha'i holds. Is that clear?
Okay. He also to push himself on him?
Yeah.
I thought you would mourn.
What?
So you mourn? What's sending him to Cheney?
Yeah, so you'd mourn. That's okay. What I hold. Right? Are you there? Am I right? That's what he says, right?
Let's do it again
and we'll translate and explain.
Vadachi, yeah.
Right? So the mourning of the Yachid pushes aside. The Deraisa, mourning of the Yachid, pushes aside the Derabbanan. Simcha of the Rabbim. So now he's saying, so now here's the Rosh talking. This Gemara, which says that you could just free your slave, which is an Issa Deraisa, personal Issa Deraisa, is pushed aside by getting a minion, which is a Derabbanan, but it's a Derabbanan of the Rabbim. Right? So this Gemara seems to indicate that a Derabbanan of the Rabbim pushes aside a Deoraisa of the Yachas. So he says, similarly, the Derabbanan of the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif on Yontif Sheni, although it's a Derabbanan, but it's the Rabbim's Derabbanan, should push aside the Yachid's Asay of mourning. Right, you want to read that further in the Rosh?
Right. V'dachi Asay Derabbim Simchas Yorgal Diyon Tavachron Derabbanan. The Hachamashma Da Asay Derabbim Derabbanan Dachi Asay the Dachi Asay, the La Olam Bahem Tavodu.
Right. That's it, right? Then he says, oh, because of a different thing, right?
Yeah.
He says, anyways, he doesn't think it's really the right of morning on the first day, whatever, forget about that. Yes, all right, so here's the point he's saying is clear, is that in this Gemara, you have an instance, it's the Rabbanan of Minyan, which is the Rabbanan of the Rabbim, pushes aside the individual's Asay, the Raisa, of not freeing a slave. But how could that be? The Rabbanan pushes aside the Deraisa. So he's saying the answer is because it's the Rabbanan of the Rabbim. And that pushes aside the Deraisa of the Yachid. So he's saying, same thing here. And you're telling me that Simchas Yontif is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, but it's the Rabbanan of the Rabbim, of the Tzibor. That's going to push aside the Deraisa, the Raisa of the Yachid of Avelos. As when the Gemara says, apparently when the Gemara says that the mitzvah of the Rabbim, that Avelos, I'm sorry, Simcha of the Rabbim pushes aside Avelos of the Yachid, it's not only because they're both Deraisa, even if the Rabbanon, the Rabbim is the Rabbanon, and the Yachid is Deraisa, it still pushes it aside. That's the Rosh Hashanah. And attacks on the box. And I saw this quote in the name of the Rosh, but if you look in the Gemara in Brachos, I think it's Memchas, whatever the office is, I think Tosfos says the same thing. He's not as explicit, but I mean, he uses this as an attack on the Bahag. Same way. It seems like it's a Shita of Torah, the Bahag Tosfos. I mean, Rosh was, well, you know, you guys know the Rosh was a Tosfos. He's one of the Bahag Tosfos. So the Shita seems like it's not just the Rosh himself, but it's the Tosfos. The Tosfos holds this way. But it's a major Chiddush. It's a major Chiddush. I mean, no one else, anyone else who answers this question differently does not buy this Chiddush. Right?
What exactly is a Chiddush that it's a... What exactly is a Chiddush that it's like, it's universal now? That,
Yeah, well, it's universal Chiddush. That's always answering the question. It's almost like everyone else who asks this question takes it for granted that a Derabanan can never be Delta Deraisa. Because how could it? How could a Derabanan be Delta Deraisa? It's impossible. Derabanans are added on, protective or whatever, to the Deraisa. The primary thing is the Deraisa. Right? How could it ever be that a Derabanan would take precedence over Deraisa? And that's why you have to give all these answers. That's why the Ramban has to say, oh, it's not really also here because it's not a favor. Oh, it's supposed to be really Deraisa of Chol Hashem. Or all the other answers that Rishonim give. But the Rosh is just saying, no, no question, that's not an axiom. There's no axiom, the Rosh claims, that a Derabanan can't be dealt with Deraisa. It's only normally, but when it's a Derabanan of the Rabbim, then that's still a Deraisa. So, I mean, you could look at this as a Machloka. I mean, does it, is Machloka Shoshana, I guess, the Rosh versus Tosfos, and Rosh versus everyone else. It is a... Is it the Rabbanan of the Rabban Dofa and Asaya of the Raisa? Yachid? Or you could just ask it as a question on Tosfos and the Rosh. I mean, how could that be? It sounds like the other Shonim are right. I mean, how could it be that you're saying the Rabbanan to be Dofa de Raisa? Right, you guys with me?
Right.
Okay, so let's think about that, and I'm going to look. I'm going to try to look what I want to do next. I think I have to see. Maybe I want to do the... You know what's the name hold? Interesting. The Ritva learns, interestingly enough, this is another one that shows how hard this problem is. But the Ritva learns that the whole issue of freeing your slave is the issue of the Rabban. Since it's only to the Rabbanon, so therefore Minyan could push it off.
Is he spoken there, Rabbanon against Rabbanon?
Then it's just the Rabbanon against the Rabbanon, and then it's an easier question. I don't know. Then I guess then you'll say, because it's a Tzibor, then I guess they'll say it's a Tzibor, or I don't know. Yeah, I guess then probably you'll say because Tzibor went down. You know? But he levels the playing field. I mean, the premise of the question of everyone is that there's a Deraisa. Lolo Mam Tavodu. That's the Gemara. Lolo Mam Tavodu. The Gemara says. Mira Rab. Mishakra Avda over Basay. The guy who frees his slave, he violates an Asay. Lolo Mem Tavodu. Right? I mean, it certainly sounds like a Deraisa. So the Ritva says, nah, Zorban. This is just whatever, it's a Master or something. It's not really a Deraisa. Strange. I mean, it's like a very hard a stretch, very big stretch in reading of the Gemara. That's what he says. Again, these are hard answers, as you understand. But he's told there's no other way. It can't be. It's a Deraisa. It can't be. So maybe we'll take that off, I guess. I mean, the only question is what's the Derabanan? What's the nature of the Derabanan? It's a little bit speculative. I mean, it doesn't really explain to you why it's the Derabanan. But maybe we can explain that. We'll see. Maybe that, or maybe there's a Rashba, I think. Maybe I'll have to take a look and see what it's been doing. But I guess for the time being, you can try to do the Rashba. I mean, yeah, try to work out the Rashba.